Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, August 13th, and it is bloody hot in Los Angeles. We got Northern Cal and Southern Cal.
An excessive heat warning and a heat advisory have been issued for our area by the National Weather Service. Currently in our area, 97 degrees.
Yeah, that's how hot it is. Actually, I think it's 100, but... We've got a lot of race results, season in full swing, including state championships from Northern California, track state championships, Southern California Elite State Criterium Championships, road race results from Dunnigan Hills, Sui Sun Criterium, also Northern Cal, a little report on Leadville also, Leadville 100, an insane 100-mile mountain bike race held in Colorado. Made famous by Race Across the Sky movie. And coming up later, we'll also have a couple of quick tips from Garmin Cervelo and also from Kevin Livingston on staying hydrated in this heat, in this unbelievably hot time of year here on Bike Sport Radio. So let's go to some race results for right now. All right, San Marcos Criterium. Big old hill in that race. Men's category went to Elites. Third place, Taylor Vicari running for SC Velo. And in a 1-2 sweep, Cash Call Mortgages, Michael Weicht in second, and Devin Dunn picking up the win there at San Marcos. Women's Elite, Category 1, 2, 3s. Helen's Cannondale taking third. Suzanne Sony and Joy McCulloch in second. And picking up the win, SC Velos and Power Coaching's Amber Gaffney. And in the Men's Category 3s, picking up the win, Team Simple Green Bike Religion's Robert Engel. Robert Engel. Juniors. Very well done by the promoters. All junior categories at San Marcos Criterium. Starting with the junior 15-18, all junior categories were offered. Picking up the win was Strive Racing's Hannah Swan. And in the junior women's 10 through 14, Rachel Cross riding for Show Air Rock and Road, picking up that win. Junior men's 17-18. Picking up the win from Monster Media Racing SC Velo, Riley Evert. Riley Evert. And in the juniors 15-16, Quentin Kirby riding for SDBC. And picking up the win in the juniors 13-14. Riding for San Diego Bicycle Club, Austin Croyett. And in the young junior men's 10 through 12, San Diego Bicycle Club's Austin Croyett. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the 13 to 14. 10 to 12 juniors. That winner was Aqua Aldui's San Diego Bike Club's Kyle Kirby. A lot of San Diego Bike Club juniors out there kicking some major booty at the San Marcos Criterium. And in the Masters, older guys, 35 and over, James Palinetti, Monster Media Racing, SC Velo, picking up that win. Masters 45, Spy Blues, Alan Flores, taking the win there, followed closely by Synergy Cycles, Big Orange's David Worthington in second. And in the women's category, 3-4s, Big Orange Cycling's Tinkerbell picking up that win. That's Christabel Hitchcock picking up the win, rolling away
forcing a breakaway and then just basically picking off the breakaway one by one, rolling away to solo win. I think we'll have a race report blow by blow from her in the first person. We'll have to do a narrative of that on the win of San Marcos Criterium. Complete details at scnca.org. And in Northern California, yesterday's Sui Sun Harbor Criterium taking place. Picking up the bronze medal in third place in the men's pros, Cody Kaiser riding for Cal Giant Specialized. Second place going to Squadra, San Francisco's Kurt Wolfgang. And your winner from Mark Pro Strava, riding out of Reno, Nevada, Justin Rossi. In the women's pros and category 1s through 3s, third place going to Christina Hughes. Second place, Cycles Fanatic Factory Racing's Kristen Drum. And from Menlo Park, Stevens Bikes presented by Pactimo, Mary Ellen Ash was your winner. Sui Sun Criterium. Women's category 4s, Lori Walsh picking up that win. Men's Category 3s, Covaris Wells Fargo's Racing Team's Joshua Grass in third, Sustainable Cycling's Nabil Salmon in second, and your winner from Squadra San Francisco, Eric Davis. Men's Masters, Category 3s and 4s, Davis Bike Club hanging in there for third place, Carl Wurzbach. Second place going to Squadra San Francisco's Matthew Howe. And your winner riding for Sustainable Cycling, Nabil Salmon. Men's Cat 4s and 5s, Squadra San Francisco's Francisco Acevedo in third. Chica Sexy's Stephen Tortorelli taking the silver. And your winner from leadoutracing.com, Eric Brickler, men's category 4s and 5s. More complete results for the Sui Sun Harbor Criterium can be found at usacycling.org. And again, that was yesterday, August 12th in Northern California. Northern California's Elite State Track Championships on day one. Your new district champion in the points, Heather Ross. And in the men's, Kieran David McCook. Women's, Kieran Mary Ellen Ash. And in the men's points race, Rob Evans. That's the Elite Track State Championships. Day one for Northern California, Northern California and Nevada Cycling Association. NCNCA.org for further details. And a shout out to John Cheatham. Thanks for posting those results for Northern Cal Elite State Track Championships. And Northern California's Dunnigan Hills Road Race, taking place on Saturday, 2 days ago, August 11th. Men's Pro Cat 1-2's Team Cliff Bar's J.D. Bergman taking third place. Second place going to Mark Pro Strava's Frank Spiteri. And your winner riding for Team Mike's Bikes, Eric Riggs. In the women's Dunnigan Hills Road Race results, category 1-2-3s, we got Folsom Bikes, Mercedes-Benz's Mary Maroon taking third, Stevens Bikes presented by Pactimo's Marley Smith in second, and Metro Mint Cycling's Molly Van Howling picking up the win there. Women's category 4s, Stanford University's Sarah Bird taking that win. And in the Masters women and over, Mello Motors Amy Russo picking up that win. Beginner men's category 5's Masters, 45 and older, Michael David Winery Cycling Team's Wade Covert taking that win. Open men's category 5 beginners, Fusion Sports' Adrian DeCroon was your winner there. Men's Category 4 is 45+. Taleo Racing's John Galvin taking the win. And in the Masters Category 4, 35+, with a huge field out there at Dunnigan. Third place going to Thirsty Bear's Peter Batterster. Second place going to Rocknesium's Bernhard Sturm. And your winner from Fun Sport Bikes Cycling Team, Scott Sommerfeld out of Manteca, California. And in the men's category fours, riding out of Gilroy, California, Steven Noriega taking that win. Men's category threes, taking third place, Delta Velo, Michael David Winery Racing Team's Trevor Gomez. In second place, UC Davis's Jeffrey Buschek. And your winner also from Davis, the Davis Bike Club, Chris Corbett. Men's category 1, 2, 3 is 45 and over. San Jose Bike Club, Chris Courtney taking that win. And in the men's cat 1, 2, 3 is 45 plus. Masters. Echelon Grand Fondo, Charity of Choices, Dirk Himley. Apparently the fields are so big they had to split the men's Masters 45 and over into an A and a B group. Fantastic turnout there. Well done at Dunnigan Hills Road Race in Yolo, California. You can get full results at usacycling.com or link through ncnca.org. All right, the Leadville 100 race series, made famous by Race Across the Sky movie, which took place this weekend. And that was a cross-country mountain bike for you mountain bikers out in Colorado at high altitude. Times ranging from as slow as 11:59 down to 6:32. New winner this year. Men and women, solo riders, specialized riders, Todd Wells and Rebecca Rush, both scored impressive solo wins on Saturday. Rush had to battle back from an early deficit when she was riding in fifth place during the first half of the out-and-back 103-mile race. Starts and finishes at Leadville at an elevation of 10,000 feet plus. Goes up from there, too. So Wells benefited from the mishaps of some of his foes, like the pre-race favorite, Albin Licata, riding for Topeak Ergon, flatted early in the race and was forced to chase hard for the next several hours. And meanwhile, Wells found himself in a solid breakaway of four riders, including Jay Henry, Tokyo Joe's, Greg Krause, Yui Solar, and the eventual third place winner, Alex Grant, riding for Cannondale. So that foursome hit the base of the race, deciding Columbine Climb with a 4-minute advantage on Licata. Jerry Cody from Team Herbalife and Jeremiah Bishop for Cannondale, who also flatted early. He had to take a wheel from his teammate, Tinker Juarez, by the way. Once they were on the climb, Wells and Licata turned on the jets, dropping their respective companions, but Licata had one extra gear and managed to shut down the gap to Wells as well, closing it up on them. And Wells admitted to being concerned when he saw Licata roll back up to him near the top of the climb. He said that was a big effort, so I knew he was riding well. But nevertheless, Wells was able to slowly pull away, owning a 1-minute lead on Powerline Road and drawing it out to 4:19 by the finish line. Wells' winning time was a 6:23.38, 6 minutes short of Levi Leipheimer's course record, but still 2 minutes quicker than Jeremy Horgan Kobelski's second place time last year. So congratulations to our Leadville winners and finishers. The Leadville 100. LeadvilleRaceSeries.com for full details and names of all the riders at Leadville. Okay, Northern California's NCNCA points series, the current standings. That's a best all-around rider competition going on for men's category 3, women's cat 3, men's cat 4, women's cat 4, and masters 35 plus cat 4s, and masters 45 plus cat 4s. They're separated into a spring and fall points series. The spring results, men's category 3, Zeke Mostov taking that win in the NCAA point series. Riding for Slipstream, Craddock Junior Development. Women's category 3, Adrienne Bellevue, riding for Team Tibco, your BAR points series winner. And in the men's category 4, Jared Hudson, riding for Squadra SF, taking that win. Women's category 4, Rio Strada Racing's Jennifer Douglas. And again, this is in the spring series, BAR, best all-around rider results standings for the NCNCA, Northern California. Masters men's 35-plus category 4s, Ronnie Levitt, Rio Strada Racing in third. Davis Bike Club Race Team's Jeff Slatin in second. And Victory Velo Racing's Todd Allington, your leader. And in the Masters Men's 45-plus Cat 4s, third place, Folsom Bikes Mercedes-Benz Chris Morris. And second place, Show Air Certs Kevin McMurty. And your winner in the BAR Series Masters 45-plus Cat 4s, Taleo Racing's Gilbert Tarin. You can get complete results at ncnca.org for the current NCAA points series standings and BAR results. And in Southern California, state championships for Criterium, the elite state championships in the category 1s and 2s. Picking up a bronze medal from SC Velo, Diego Sandoval. Elbows Racing's Eric Marcotti for silver, and your new state champion, Team Optimums, presented by Kelly Benefit Strategies, Cody O'Reilly. Cody O'Reilly, congratulations, winning the state Criterium Championships. He is moving up in the world. Cody O'Reilly. In the elite women's, category 1, 2s, and 3s, Alexis Ryan from Team Tibco, taking the bronze. Second place going to Helens Cannondale's Shelby Reynolds and Helens Cannondale's Suzanne Saunier. Congratulations on her elite state championship title for 2012. Women's category 4 state champion Riddy Racing's Jennifer Whalen picking up the gold medal there. Men's category 4, H&S Bicycles of Burbank's Robert Stotts taking the win. And in the men's category 3, this is your transition category, Team Simple Green Bike Religion's Robert Engel picking up the win there. All right, and the rest of Brentwood, the non-state championships, Masters 35s. Masters 35's Time Factor Team's Michael Easter picking up that win out there at Brentwood. Masters 45's Mark Noble rounding out the podium for third place from Time Factory Team. BBISIC Cycling's Craig Miller in second. And your winner, Spy Blues, Alan Flores. Masters 55's Mark Hoffenberg, Show Air Rock and Road, taking that win. And in the Masters 60's, Spy Swami Cycling Team's Mike Murata picking up the win there. Men's Beginners, and there were two groups of them, the 5A's beginners, Cello Pacific's Juan Alvergue taking that win, and the Category 5B's Manuel Sanchez picking up that win. Complete results at scnca.org for the Brentwood Grand Prix.
Okay, lots of race results. There's more out there, scnca.org. For complete Southern Cal results, ncnca.org, Northern Cal. Got some upcoming events in Southern California. We've got Coming up August 18th, that's next Saturday, Jack's Bicycles presents the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy. Mount Baldy, a 12-mile hill climb starting in Upland and on the Mount Baldy Road. Famous climb made famous by the Amgen Tour of California. That's Mount Baldy Hill Climb coming up August 18th. Your gears are not low enough, no doubt. Frozen popsicles available for the finishers at the top of the summit, finishing in the Mount Baldy ski lift parking lot, and also barbecue hosted by Jack's Bicycles of Claremont. We have the award ceremony to follow at Jack's Bicycles of Claremont. Visit iamathlete.com for online registration and backontrackproductions.com for complete race details on the Hotter Than Hill Hill Climb out Mount Baldy. It's a great tune-up race to get ready for the upcoming Mount Whitney stage race, which follows that a week later. Mount Whitney high altitude stage race, Mount Baldy hill climb, finishing up also at high altitude. So check it out. Some of the climbs are as high as steep as 15%. All right, and if you're into dirt racing, mountain bike racing, August 19th, Rim Nordic continues its series finals up in the Big Bear area. Cross-country mountain bike racing for all categories, including juniors and masters. And you can find full details for Rim Nordic Racing at rimnordic.com. Mountain bike racing up at high altitude in the Running Springs area. And also on the same day, August 19th, coming up is the Pacific Sunset Velo's 16th Annual Ontario Criterium Series Finals. Series Finals at Sunday, August 19th in Ontario. Criterium promoted by Pacific Sunset Velo. Out of Hesperia, California. So feature event, men's pro 1-2-3s at the end of the day at 4 o'clock p.m. It's going to be a hot one out there at the Ontario Criterium Series Finals. Visit psvelo.com for details on that event. And in Northern California, the NCNCA is presenting the Masters Men's Criterium State Championships in conjunction with Wheel Cycling. And there'll also be juniors in standard categories as well. This is the Masters State Criterium Championships up in Rohnert Park, California. That's Northern California State Criterium Championships. Full details. And there goes the siren. Hey, we're Kill Radio. It wouldn't be Kill Radio without a siren going off. Anytime somebody's talking live, there's always a siren at Kill Radio. Anyways, www.vu.st is where you can sign up online for registration, or go visit twowheelcycling.com. That's with a letter, the number two, twowheelcycling.com for details on the NCNCA Masters Men Criterium State Championships. All right, let's take a break now.
What began as a whisper has now swelled to a chorus that cannot be ignored, that will not be deterred, that will ring out across this land as a hymn that will heal this nation, repair this world, make this time different than all the rest. Yes, we can.
Now and then I think of that election day, November. When you won, I felt so happy I could die. Chugged a fifth, paraded in the street, and I thank God that Palin wasn't Veep. It felt like change, and it's a hope I still remember.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person, or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
You can get addicted to a certain kind of message. Like this is change we can believe in. Yes, we can. But college ended, had to pay my rent. At least you're the first gay president. But the change I got was that I moved in with my mother. because you won and then you cut me off. Now your speech is never soar as high as unemployment. You took Obamacare so far, but you left me like a dog strapped on Romney's car. Even the shirt that was on my back is owned by China, being arbitraged by Goldman Sachs. Just send in a predator drone, 'cause now you're not Obama that I used to know. Now you're not Obama that I used to know. Now I need Obama that I used to know.
Sometimes I think that Peace Prize winners shouldn't have a kill list. But you dumped Bin Laden in the sea, so maybe it's all good. Said you'd rouse my economy. Your big package didn't stimulate me. Still my American idol, though. When you sang I'm so in love with you, Obama, that I used to know.
But you won and then you cut me off. Made up like you closed Guantanamo and we got nothing. Relocation shouldn't be that hard. Just strap the prisoners in on top of Romney's car. No, I don't need you to legalize. Just keep the feds away from folks like you when you were younger. There's nothing that you didn't toke. But now that's just Obama that I used to know.
Obama.
That I used to know. That I used to know.
Obama.
That I used to know. In 2012 I need Obama that I used to know.
Okay. We're back. Bike Sport Radio here at Kill Radio. We got some other cool stuff to enjoy. Sit back and enjoy. We got a narrated report from Tink on Brentwood, the Brentwood Criterium. She did two races out there, and I'll narrate that one as she wrote it up, her race report. Also, a couple of short tips from Garmin Cervelo and also from Kevin Livingston on staying hydrated in this heat. So sit back and enjoy. Here on Kill Radio.
So, hey, we got a really cool narrative here by one of our local racers riding for Big Orange Cycling, Christabel Hickok, and she's such a tiny one. She goes by Tinkerbell. This is a Brentwood race report of hers she wrote up. She actually raced two events, and here they are. A painfully morning crit and a physically painful afternoon crit. Two in a row. She hates crits, by the way. The Cat 3-4 women in the morning. Tink goes, I didn't really have a game plan for this race other than to try to take the turns near the front of the field and to not let it come down to final sprint. I was hoping for a break. I went to the front, never really got off the front, and I tried slowing, I tried swerving, and nothing really worked. I thought, well, at least the faster tempo is making them hurt, right? Wrong. If you've chilled in the pack on the local pier ride, you know how easy it is to just draft along in the final straightaway. I felt a huge pack of ladies coming up on me. I knew I was fucked. I got swarmed. Ended up way back, like ninth, category threes. Oh well. On to the afternoon. And this is the women's category 1-2-3s in the afternoon, second race of the day, with the morning effort in my legs and scary turns and intimidating cat 1 and 2s in mind. I just wanted to keep the rubber side down. Well, actually, there was like 1% of me that wanted to get in a break, and that 1% of me dictated my race strategy. So there goes the whistle. Oh, can't get clipped in. No joke. The field was long gone by the time I got clipped in. Chase and get back in the game. Game it was, too. Break after break would form, and I would think sweet, a break. I want to join. Since I was riding near the front, it was not too hard for me to bridge up. Only problem was, I was bringing the whole field with me each time. First time I went to bridge up, Suzanne yelled at her teammates to shut her down. Uh-oh, this is not going to be good. After a few more times of me bridging up, she had some unkind words for me. Christabel, I swear, if you fuck this up for us, and proceeded to, well, let's just say, make the turns a lot sketchier for me than they already were. Then, numerous ladies reassured me that I was doing great, and to not let other riders bully me. So I spent the first 30 to 35 minutes bridging and getting in every potential breakaway and saying, sorry, what do you want me to do? I'm here to help. I want to work with you. Uh-oh. 20 minutes to go and I'm tired and just trying to hang out near the front, and by no means that's an easy task. With 3 laps to go, I'm totally drained and feeling like I better just try to get through the rest of the race upright. The last turn of the last lap was extra sketchy and I slowed horrendously. The sprinters were then up the road already, getting ready to do their thing, and I started my sprint because the sooner the better at that point. I passed a few very tired ladies to finish 12th overall with 10 Cat 1s and 1 Cat 2 ahead of me. Suzanne took the victory after all and was quite kind after the race. On a side note, I had lots of people offering to teach me how to attack. Apparently, watching me pull a field along for the whole race and bridging up from the front for another whole race is painful for spectators and racers to watch. I learned a lot, and I finished damn proud. When you're marked by the whole Category 3 and 4 field and cursed out and shut down by the number one rider in your area, you're riding strong, I guess. Stupid, but strong. And that was the Tink Report on the Brentwood Grand Prix.
An excessive heat warning and a heat advisory have been issued for our area. Advisory have been issued for our area by the National Weather Service. Currently in our.
Hi, I'm Kevin Livingston. Let's talk about some general fueling and hydration tips for cyclists. Starting out, let's back out about 2 to 3 hours out from our workout or our training ride. This is when we want to get our last sort of big meal, where we might ingest some pasta, carbohydrates, maybe a little bit of protein and like a lean lunch meat, or even peanut butter. Whatever your kind of general eating habits, try to pick out some mainly carbohydrate, a little bit of protein, and also some fat. But you want to get this meal about 2 to 3 hours out from the start of your workout so that you properly digest it and can use it as energy during your ride. Hydration really is ongoing. It doesn't go out a couple hours. It is just a day-to-day keeping up with general hydration. The normal recommended is 7 to 9 glasses of water a day. When you're cycling, or even before and after, you're going to want to use a sports drink to help replenish electrolytes. This is what you lose, minerals you lose through sweating. So there's a big range of products out on the market for electrolyte replacement. Go to a store, go to a bike shop, ask them for suggestions, and make sure that you have some of that in your balance of your hydration. Moving on to, as we move towards our ride, you're going to start your ride, if it's going to be, generally a rule of thumb is for every hour you want to drink 1 bottle to 2 bottles an hour, depending the temperature and your effort. This means anywhere from 16 ounces to even upwards of 25, 28 ounces an hour to properly keep hydrated. Again, this depends on personal experience, heat, and the effort that you're putting out. I like to have 1 bottle of water, 1 bottle of electrolyte every hour to 20 minutes, and I constantly replenish those bottles. Obviously, you're going to have to stop if you're out riding or at water stations or fueling stations on a group ride. Also, you need to ingest about 200 to 300 calories an hour, whether it's by a nutritional bar or food that you've made up that you like. You may prefer to eat ham sandwiches, I don't know, on your ride. But if that's what works for you and you try something out, the bars will tell you right on the wrapper how many calories you're getting for that bar. So try to ingest somewhere between 200 to 300 calories an hour in nutrition and food. But as a ride goes longer, you may want to try gels because this will help be easily digested as you start to fatigue. You'll digest better a gel. Gels generally have somewhere between 120 to 150 calories. Again, we're eating, whether it's food, nutritional bar, or through gels, somewhere between 200 to 300 calories an hour, and we're drinking somewhere between 16 to 28 ounces an hour. Maybe it's only water or water with a mix of an electrolyte. immediately following the ride, you want to make sure you continue to drink, continue to hydrate, and then within a window of about 45 minutes, make sure you have some sort of sugar, some sort of carbohydrate, whether it's pasta or a recovery drink, a lot of them out on the market, within that 45-minute window to replenish your stores. Then a couple hours out, you'll be ready to, for a normal meal, whether it's lunch or dinner, depending the time of your training session. Those are some general guidelines and tips for hydration and fueling that'll help you as you pursue your cycling.
Hey, Azul here with Camelback. Today we're in Calpe, Spain with Garmin Cervelo, the professional cycling team. There we're gonna learn a little bit more about how they use our technology in a race environment. So how important does hydration play a role?
And I'm always horrible at it, but I'm getting better and better as like days like today, even when it's not exactly hot out, but you know, you still have to stay on top of it. Just reminding yourself and having it abundant around. A lot of times if it's in front of me, I'll do it, but if it's not, then I won't.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
One of the things is like, you have to drink a lot. I think at least we have to drink one bottle per hour. It's super important.
Just being able to wet the mouth can go so far.
Once you're going over 25 degree temperature, that's when it becomes like massively important. I mean, your performance drop off is just huge if you're not kind of getting liquid in. I mean, and we did a lot of testing with that a couple of years ago. If you don't stay on top of it, you put yourself in a hole. Getting dehydrated and getting heat stroke is about the worst thing that can happen to you because it's horribly painful, and the damage you do to yourself is just ridiculous. You get kind of stomach cramps and fever and the whole shebang, so we try our best to avoid that.
Tell me a little bit about how important you find it is to stay hydrated while you're racing.
Oh, I find it makes such a difference. I've done a couple of races last year where it's been really hot and I've just kind of forgot to drink, and you really feel it at the end. After experiencing that now, I always make sure I drink really early on.
Hydration is the most important thing you can do. I mean, it's really, you have to look after it during the race. You know, you're out there all day, 260 kilometres. Weather can be sometimes, you know, up to 30 degrees. Mm-hmm. And hydration, the drop in performance once you lose a certain percentage of liquid is huge. And if you think races are won and lost by half, less than 1%, you know, hydration is a massive factor.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, and in closing, we've got a little tip we usually go through. Hey, courtesy. Let's have a little courtesy out there. Come on, motorists, pedestrians, cyclists. Be courteous to each other. People are basically good. Let's show it. We all have the rights to use the road. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio, and we'll be coming at you next time. Visit bikesportradio.com and follow us on Facebook as well.